Hey, Alicia.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Alicia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good today.
Awesome, awesome. Good to hear. Well, so how have you been since the last time we chatted? Any changes?
Yeah, I've actually everything has gotten better. Everything has gotten better, like way better.
Perfect. I'm glad to hear that. Especially you being a little more comfortable. As I message you just a little bit about, we do have some calls we do need to go over.
Okay.
And it is regarding, you know, what we had spoken about the last time on your written. There was a call on the 14th for Healthy Living. This was verified that the customer had disconnected the line. The call was about 20 seconds long. You never opened the call. You never greeted the customer, opened the call, or thanked them for calling customer support. And after the customer had called out for you, being there was no response from you, they did disconnect at 20 seconds.
On the 14th?
Yes.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember that one.
Okay. Well, the reason why I'm going over that call with you, it is viewed as call avoidance. Failure to open, you know, the call within 10 seconds, and not coming on the line to assist that customer, that first impression of our company, that customer, you know, after hanging up, could turn right around, say, you know what, this is the service I got, and go to their bank to dispute. That could quite possibly lead to a chargeback for that customer. I did look in the IT group, and I did not see anything where you would have posted any technical issues. So there is that one. And there is another one on the 17th, which was for 2C Marketing. I did review this call, and the customer was kind of speaking already, and you opened the call. You said, hello, you know, thank you for calling customer support, and the customer jumped into what they were saying. And then you said, you know, called out again, hello, thank you for calling customer support, like you couldn't hear the customer. And you disconnected the call at 22 seconds. So I ran the call through 5-9, and it was verified, you know, that you did disconnect on the customer. I did go back in the at-home, you know, the IT group, and I couldn't find anything where you would have posted, you know, that you weren't able to hear the customers or vice versa.
I most likely didn't hear.
Okay. we did go over, you know, when you're written anytime, especially being at home, with, you know, internet connection, anytime you do have issues, you must post it in the group so I can go back and verify. If you had not posted anything, there's unfortunately nothing I can do. And due to the last time we spoke, you know, it was on the 4th, and these calls are unfortunately of similar nature. This is going to be the next step above a written. So what that means, oh, and I just want to let you know, too, that there is somebody on the call on both of our behalf. Kristen's on the line as well, just to, you know, listen and make sure everything's good. If you have any questions at any time, please feel free to ask. Do you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what this means, unfortunately, is a loss of your at-home privileges. It is a 90-day probationary period. We will be requesting you to return to work back in office. I do understand, you know, with...
I'm sorry, Ashley. I don't want to cut you off. But I did want to let you know, Alicia, that I am here as well on the line. Typically, after a written, the next step would be a 2-day suspension. But what we've, you know, chosen to do instead of suspending you for the 2 days, like Ashley was telling you, you would have to, you know, report back in-house for your shift. And usually, you know, we do try to, you know, help you with that, especially with you having to, you know, make accommodations since you are used to working at home. I'm not sure. Are you scheduled to work on Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, we do want to give you a couple days to make preparations to, you know, do what you got to do. I'm not sure if you would need more time to be able to find childcare or if that's something that you've may already have in place.
That's gonna be kind of hard.
Okay. You're saying finding childcare could be kind of hard. Is that what you're getting at? Alicia, are you still there?
Hey, Alicia, are you there?
I probably can discuss with my aunt or my dad or something as far as childcare.
Okay. Well, the reason why I was asking is because what we can do is because, like I said, I do understand the situation. Now, if you are, you know, and I had spoken to Dianca about this on Thursday. And if you are needing more time to make arrangements for childcare, then we can give you until the 26th, if that may be helpful for you.
Okay.
So that would be
the only thing that scares me is going back because my son been running away a lot lately, and I'm not comfortable with leaving him with people. Because for the last week he's been running, like for the last month actually, he's been going outside and just walking off. Every time I leave him with somebody, he does it. I'm just gonna have to, have to see if my aunt can keep him from something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Dianca know that we are going to give you till the 26th. That way you can make sure that you have, you know, child care. So that would be, let's see, not this coming Monday, which is tomorrow, but it would be the following Monday. At that point, you would have to return in-house for your shift, okay?
Okay.
Now, and just so you know, not to say that you couldn't make it back home, but we do have to get some areas corrected and get you where you need to be, and then we can work on getting you back home if that's something that, you know, that you would want to do. But the thing of it is, you know, we don't want to see you get suspended. So that's why, you know, I did speak to Dianca about it and, you know, see what other measures we could, you know, do. Because with a suspension, you would have to return back in-house anyway. But in this case, what we did is we've just bypassed the suspension. And then, you know, we're giving you the additional time to make preparations to be able to return in-house.
Okay.
And as Ashley was saying, you know, that does, you know, also include a 90-day probationary period. So in those 90 days, as long as there's not any mishaps or anything, then that will fall off.
That will fall off.
Ashley, do you have anything else that you wanted to go over? Because I was going to go ahead and on my behalf, I'm not sure if you still needed to speak to Alicia about anything. Alicia, do you have any questions for me before I go?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, I am going to go ahead and end on my behalf. I'm not sure if Ashley wanted to follow up with anything, so you might want to check with her before you disconnect, okay?
All right, Alicia. Thank you, Kristen, for your help on that. Alicia, did you have anything we could go over? Anything you're needing a little extra help with?
No.
Okay. Well, as the last one before was in the system, I'm going to go ahead and enter this one as well. I have a few, one edit to do on the date. I'm going to go ahead and put that on into the system for you to sign, okay? I'm also, I'm going to pick out, you know, a seat here over by where I sit. That way, you know, if you ever need any help, I'll be right here to help you with whatever's going on. Is there anything else for you?
No, ma'am.
All right, Alicia. Well, I'm going to be sending you just a quick follow-up and reminder email as well. Just a reminder that it is there waiting for you, okay? I thank you for, you know, giving me the call and going over all this. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your shift, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.